Okay. Where do you begin to talk about Shovavim? There's a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah. Shuvu banim shovavim, Noam Hashem. Shuvu banim shovavim, come back to me, you mischievous children. The Arizal revealed to the world that there's something very special that's happening during the weeks of Shmos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro and Mishpatim. Why Dafka those things were revealed when they were revealed is a good question. We spoke about it on Yotes Kislev. There's different Mahalchim as to why later generations are Zochet to different Giluyim. The Pashtus is, and even if a person, you know, wants to call it Bidyavid, at least to be Moda, that it's a reality, that there are certain things that our world needs today. We're living in a very complicated world, and as time gets closer and closer to the Gula Shlema, the Nisyonos that we face, Befrat in the area of Arayos, are very, very strong. And the Arizal came along, and he was Megala to the world, that the weeks of Shemos of Eira, Bo, Bishalach, Yisron, Mishpatim, Rosh Tevos, Shovavim, as hinted to in that pasuk we just read, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, a call to the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return from their mischievous behavior, it became necessary for Klal Yisrael to have additional days of tshuva. So if once upon a time we knew that there was a Rosh Hashanah and a Seder Shemit tshuva and Yom Kippur, and then the later Sfarim were megalat to us that really the Gemara Chasima goes until Hashanah Rabbah, and then really the Gemara Chasima goes until Zos Chanukah, and then really the Gemara Chasima goes until Purim. I mean, you can keep extending it, but it's not late sanas, and it's not chas v'shalom something to be taken lightly at all. It's a recognition, as the Baal HaTanya writes, and Rav Tzadok writes, and Divrei Chaim writes, that as you get closer to the end, you need chizuk, that our door needs chizuk. Sami Rebbe was once speaking about Shovavim. It's in America. So someone said to Rebbe, Shovavim in America? Like in Europe, Shovavim was like a thing, people would fast, and it was a big to-do. He said, Shovavim in America? So the Sami Rebbe said, Allah is kama kama Shovavim in America. Meaning, where do you need Shovavim more than in America? Right, where there's such an attack on our senses and our Kedushas Yisrael. And that's what Shovavim is coming to try to mitake. Let's just read the whole pasuk. Shuvu banim shovavim Noam Hashem, ki anochi ba'alti bachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be your Baal. I want to be your master. I want to rule over you. And I want you to be mekabo my hanhaga. That I should be the leader, that I should be the Baal, and you should be the Eved. But notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to us Shuvim Banim Shovavim. That even when you're mischievous, you're still Banim. Banim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. Like we paskin, like Rabbi Meir, Benkach uBenkach, Kriyim Banim. V'lakachti Eschem Echad Meir, Shnayim Mishpacha. I'll take a little from an ear, a little from a Mishpacha, V'hevesi Eschem Tzion, I'll bring you back. Teret Yisrael. I realized during davening this morning, I'm not sure exactly what to do with it yet, but if Hashem takes a little from an ear and a little bit from Mishpacha, and He brings us back to Tzion, ear plus Mishpacha is Gematria Tshuva, 713. Okay, so this is, it's a call to Tshuva. It's clear the Pasuk itself is a call to Tshuva. Now the Arizal, where are the early sources for Shovavim? Right. And again, we're desperate for Shovavim Bizman Hazeh. Did you say a bracha this morning? Hanosin Layayiv Kach? How many people said that bracha this morning by a show of hands? Stomach, we all did, right? Who is Matakin that bracha? That Hashem gives strength to those who are weak and weary? Where's the source for that bracha? Is it found in the Gemara? Hanosin Layayiv Kach. The Gaonim, in the period of the Gaonim, they were Matakin that bracha. Why are they Matakin the bracha Hanosin Layayiv Kach in the time period of the Gaonim? Because it was a hakara that Klal Yisrael were weak, and they need chizuk, and therefore the Gaonim were talking of bracha hanosin le'yayiv koach. Hashem, you need to give strength to us. So again, alachas kam v'kam. As time goes on, and the ikvus of the Mashiach gets more and more challenging, there need to be new giluyim. And the Arizal came, and he was megala to us something that was always in the world, but took on new meaning from the time period of the Arizal. We'll have a different shir at some point to talk about exactly how Shovim came about and why it came about. And the Magid and the Magid Meisharim came to the Beis Yosef and told him about Shovavim, the Shlach Kadosh. We'll talk about the early sources for Shovavim and why it's connected Dafka to these Parshios. But just very, very bekitzer for now, what we need for now, just to be able to talk more al derech avoda today, in source number 2, in the Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh. The Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh is part of the Kisvei Ari. I looked it up this morning, saw it inside, typed it up for you. In Tikkun Chav Zayin. Now, I'm not so proficient in Kisvei Arizal, needless to say, so I don't even know how the Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh works, but I was somehow able to flip through it enough to find Tikkun Chav Zayin. And it says there in the standard print on page 62, Inyan HaShovim HaNodayim. That the Indian of Shovim, which is well known. By the way, I just want to say, I want to make one ha'ara I love to make every year for my friend Ari Silverman. He made an excellent ha'ara a number of years ago. He then got into a whole like discussion with someone who was like, Shovim, this whole thing's made up, it's not a real thing. Okay, so anyone who's always like a previous Torah knows it's a very real thing. But my friend Ari said, Miman of Shach. And what would be so bad if Klai Yisrael made a fake 6-week program to work on Inyani Kedusha? So bad? I mean, it's not doing anything in Shemayim. So a Jew's more careful with Shmiras Einayim and Shmiras Abris. He say Tikkun HaKlali a few more times. Right? And we're talking about Kedushas Yisrael, we're talking about Inyanei Tara. Even if in Shemayim, Hashem says, I never made Shovim. Right? It's so bad. It'd be such a terrible thing for us to pretend to have Shovim. So I think it's an excellent Ha'ara. It's obviously not true in the sense that... My friend Ari certainly is a big believer in Shovim, right? But it's certainly not true in the truest sense of things. But l'chol adeos, it's worthwhile for Klai Yisrael to, even if we made it up, even if the Arizal made it up, it's still a good thing. But obviously, it's something that's very much a part of Klai Yisrael's history. So he says Shovim is well known. Ratzal Omar, sheyesh minag kadum b'chol Yisrael. There's an ancient minhag amongst Jews, Lizanos Mem Yamim Ritzufim, to fast for 40 straight days. Now again, I don't want to get into exactly how what the cheshbon of 40 days is. Right? The pashtus is, if we're talking about 6 weeks, Shmosfer Bobashach Yisum Mishpatim, so 6 weeks and 7 days of the week, I'm not fasting on Shabbat. What's the cheshbon 40 days? How does Truma Tetzava play into this in a leap year? I don't want to go into that right now. This farm talk a lot about 42 days. The 42 days of Shovim, the primary, again, 6 weeks of 7 days is 42 days. And it has a lot to do, again, with getting ourselves out of Mitzrayim, which is why it's connected to these parashas. Mitzrayim was Erev HaSa'aretz. Mitzrayim is a place of Arayos. We got out of Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, Eke Asher Eke. That shame of Hashem, Ehyeh, I will be, Eke, is Gematria 21. So this farm say, the 42 days of Shovim are Eke Asher Eke. Right? Eka times 2 is 42. The 42 days of Shovim is when a Jew, it's a shame of tshuva, like the Mor V'Shemesh talks about. It's what I want to be. It's who I hope to be. If you have 42 days of Shovim and 42 nights of Shovim, so then you have really 84 time periods of Shovim. And that's what the Arizal talks about. The Baal HaTanya quotes it in the Igeres of Tshuva in the third parak, that when a person is nichshal in Hotzah Zera Levatala, person who wastes seed, person who's motzi zara levatala, that Arizal says should fast 84 fasts. So again, that's also connected to the 42 days and the 42 nights of Shovim. Can I get these 84 fasts? Here again, the Arizal's talking about 40 fasts. Again, the Indian of fasting, also for another time, for a different shiur, is really not the Iker Indian for us when it comes to the Yemei Shovim. But again, let's just read what the Arizal says. So he says, there's an Inyan, it's an old Inyan, to fast 40 days. Sheyesh min yom ha-richon shel parshas Shmos ad parshas Truma v'ktsas min tetzava. V'nosnu simon v'hem, and we have a remez ledavar, shuvu banim shovavim, rashi tevos Shmos vei rabo b'shalach yisro mishpatim. V'enei atanis v'hem, b'mem yomim elu, lo nitaknu ela al avon ha-keri. And the primary thing that we're trying to rectify during these days is sexually immoral behavior. Kedushas Yisrael, v'yamim elu misugalim lis'anos b'ham alakari, yoser mikol yimos hashana, and these are the days, more so than any other time of the year, to be particularly aware and sensitive to this. Okay? Now, what I want to talk this morning, al derech avoda, very al derech avoda, is I want to read the words of the Zohar Kadosh, because there's a terrifying Zohar that anyone who's heard is frightened of. And we have to know how to deal with this Tzar. Because as Jews, we have to function. And the Tzar says a terrifying thing. And here you're telling me these are days of tikkun for sins of Arayos. And yet the Tzar Kadosh says something very, very frightening. The Zohar writes in a few places in Parshas Noach, again in Vayechi. I gave it to you here in Vayechi, where it's maybe a little more clear. Tachazi, in source number 3. Come and see. Daksiv oi l'rashara. Pasuk says in Yeshayah in the 3rd parak, woe to the Rasha who is Ra. Now, some of us spoke the other day about the difference between Rasha and Ra. The difference between Rasha and Ra, which is a worse term? Ra. Ra is much worse. Right? The Rasha who still has a shin as his middle letter, as his inside, so to speak, the shin, the three-pronged shin already in Chazal, is Merumas to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are Merumas in the three-pronged shin. So a person who's a Rasha still has a Kesher to the Avos. That's why we said, again, from one of the Tzaddikim of Belz, that Hakeyas Shinov, at the Leila Seder, when the Rasha, who's not so bad, he comes to the Seder, so then we have an obligation, what? The Hakeyas Shinov, Pashim Pshat, strike his teeth, knock out his teeth, blunt his teeth, right? But obviously, in the way of Ava, towards the Rasha, right? Hakeyas Shinov means knock out his shin, bring out his shin. Bring out the Kesher Shel Kayama that he has with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Oy L'Rasha Ra, says Yeshaya Navi, woe to the Rasha who's Ra. Ra means you don't have the Kesher to the Shin. Ra means Kulo Ra. Like the Pasuk says, Hashem looked at the world and he saw Rak Ra Kol Hayom, when Hashem decided to destroy the world. The Svarim HaKadoshim say, Rak Ra Kol Hayom, when Hashem looks at his world, right, in the beginning of the Torah, in Bereishis and in Noach, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was deciding what to do with the world, and a lot of the chataim that we're trying to be talking today are rooted in those chataim that goes back to Dor HaMavol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. The Ramami Pano says, Rak Rak Kol Hayom is Sofei Tevos Amalek. Rak Rak Kol Hayom is Sofei Tevos Amalek. That Amalek is the root of all Ra. So Ra is Makushar to Amalek. What do you do with Amalek? You destroy Amalek. Ra has no tikkun. The Pasha says Ra, Rasha has a tikkun. A Rasha means he's involved in some bad things, but Be'etzim, Be'pnimius, he still has a shin. He still has a kesher to the Avos. Ra, Rak Ra Kol Hayom, means a point where a person has descended into a state of Kula Ra and needs to be destroyed. Sofei Tevos Amalek. Rabbi Nosson writes about this in Likutei Halachos by Tfila. He also brings that remez. The remez brings it. Rak Ra Kol Hayom is Sofei Tevos Amalek. So says Yeshaya Navi, woe to the Rasha who is Ra. What do you tell me is a Rasha? What do you mean, woe to the Rasha who is Ra? Elakama da Amina. Da Avid Garmeira. We're talking about a person who made himself Ra, who caused Ra to himself. What does that mean? V'chsiv lo yigurcha Ra. Pasuk says in Tehillim, the one who is Ra can't dwell with you, has no kesher to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kulu salkin v'hai lo salik. That all of them, all the Rishonim in the world are Salik, they're Ola from Gehenim. Vahai, but this one, who's Ra, lo Salik. He's in Gehenim permanently. If you eat Tema, but if you'll say, he's so bad, Shar Chayvin Dekotlu B'nei Nasha. What about other people who are guilty of murder? They killed other human beings. Dekotlu B'nei Nasha, they killed people. What's the next Rosh Yitevo stand for? Tavches? Tachazi? The language of Talmud Bavli is always what? Tashma, come in here. The language of Torah Eretz Yisrael, the Zohar Kadosh, and the Talmud Yerushalmi doesn't use the word Tachazi, Talmud Yerushalmi uses Tachami, which is the same thing. It means come and see. Ben Yishchai is a drasha about it, where it says the difference between Torah Eretz Yisrael versus Torah Chutz La'aretz, right? The ability to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ayin ba'ayin, Eretz Yisrael. So Torah Eretz Yisrael is Tachazi, come and see. So if you'll ask, a person's a murderer, and yet he gets out of Gehenna eventually. Tachazi, come and see. Kulu salkin v'hula salik, my time, oh. So why? What? Who is this person who's Ra? He's so bad. He has no tikkun. Inun katilu b'nei nasha achara. A person who murders another person, another human being, even though b'pnimius, like the Baal HaTanya writes in Parshas Netzavim, really based already on Chazal, the Yerushalmi and the Darim, that all of Klal Yisrael is one big guf, one big body. Talmud Yerushalmi says, Lo sikum v'lo sitor, don't take revenge. Talmud Yerushalmi gives a mashal. If I'm cutting a piece of meat, and the knife slips, and I cut, my right hand cuts my left hand, so is the left hand getting hit back the right hand? Now you're fighting with yourself. So too, Klal Yisrael, lo sikim lo sita, when I take revenge against the fellow Jew, I'm taking revenge against myself. So the Baal Tanya is ma'arech in that parshas Nitzavim. Now Klal Yisrael is a kol mishleima. We're mamish one person, even though our gufim appear to be nifradim at times, they appear to be separate. So therefore, when a person kills another person, even though essentially he's killing himself, right, but he's really killing something that appears to be outside of himself. What about a person, and now we come to the inyan at hand, what about a person who's motzi zara levatala, a person who wastes his own zara, v'hai kotul banoi mamish, but this person is killing his own children. He's murdering his own children. Oshe damin sagin, tochazi, b'sharcha ve'alma, loksiv v'yera b'enei Hashem. In Parshas Vayeshev, when it describes Er va'onein, it's said about them that they're ra b'enei Hashem. That's pretty heavy. You don't really find that so much in the Torah. V'kan ksiv v'yera b'enei Hashem asher asa. A person who's, again, nichshol in this way, is ra b'enei Hashem. And we know what Er va'onein did. My taima. What was their crime? Mishum dichsiv v'shiches artza. Right? So a person who's spilling his own blood, a person who's murdering his own flesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's ra b'enai. It's not Russia, it's a ra. An oil Russia ra. Woe to the Russia who is ra. And now, here comes the scary part, if it wasn't scary enough. Tnan, Omar Rebbe Yehuda, les lecha chova ba'alma delo isle tshuva bar mihai. There is no aveira that a person does in this world that is impossible to do tshuva for, with the exception of this aveira. There's no aveira that a person will no longer be chaman. What's chaman? I told you, in the Yerushalmi says tachami, same thing as tachazi. There's no aveira that a person won't come to see ape shchinta, the face of the shchina bar mihai, except for this. Tichsiv lo yagurcha ra klal. Person who's ra can't dwell amongst you at all. He will not be zocha to see the shchina b'chlal. So this is the terrifying zohar. Again, it's in Vayechi and it's in Noach. That a person who's motzi zara levatala is not able to do tshuva. Now I want to point out, although I haven't seen this in Svarim, but I was happy when I realized that whose shita is this? Whose shita is it in the Zohar? It's Rabbi Yehuda. No? So someone say good. Say good. Right, we had a machlokas. There's a machlokas in Kiddush and Lamed Vav. Right, Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order to be zocha, to have a kesher to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to earn it. And therefore, if a person engages in lowly behavior, you can lose that kesher to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if you remember, some of us learned last week, the Rashba has two tshuvos, Kuf Tzadi Dal and Reish Mem Beis, where the Rashba says, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Which means we paskin what? Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokecha. Where's that pasuk? Re'eh Yudalit Aleph. Rav David, you're my guy with that. Yudalit Aleph. Right? It says in Parshas Re'eh, Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokecha. How do we paskin? We paskin halacha lemaisa Rabbi Meir. Benkach ubenkach kriyim banim. And therefore, how beautiful it is that what's the call to tshuva during these days? What does it say in Yirmiyah? Shuvo banim shovav. Banim shovav. Benkach ubenkach kriyim banim. You're shovavim, you're mischievous children. You're doing things that I hate. Lo yagurcha ra. She says, I don't want to have anything to do with that. But be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calling to us and saying, Afalpichin. Afalpichin, you're my children. Now, for those who think this is just the Zohar, and therefore maybe we'll say, well, you know, maybe this is true on a very deep level, but it's not really for us. I'll be Nigla Satorah. So look at the Shulchan Aruch writes in Evan Ezer. I'm sorry to burst our own bubble, but we need to be humbled by this Avera. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Evan Ezer, in Simin Chav Gimel, Isser, Lahotzi Sheikh Vazera Levatala. It's Asser for a person to be motzi zera levatala, va'avon zechamur mikol averos shabbatorah. Paskin in Shulchan Aruch is the most severe avera in the whole Torah. Now, how literally should we take that? So, on the side of Evan Ezer, there's two primary mefarshim. There's the Beis Shmuel, and there's the Chalkos Mechokek. I gave you the Beis Shmuel because he quotes the Chalkos Mechokek, and he adds a little bit to it. So the Beis Shmuel writes there on the spot, Sif Katan Aleph, Kosov Chalkos Mechokek, B'shem Sefer HaChassidim. Okay, now let's be very, very careful with what you're about to say. The Sefer HaChassidim says, "In misyare sha'al yichshol be'eshas ish o benida chas v'shalom, Tov lo lahotzi zera levatala. Rakis ana mem yom b'yamei ha'kayitz o yeshiv v'kor b'yamei ha'choruf. Sefer Chassidim writes, since Simon Kufayin Vav in Sefer Chassidim, it's basically exactly this lashon. Not exactly this lashon, but it's for sure this idea that if a person is concerned that maybe I'm going to have an affair with my neighbor's wife, and the only way the person can conquer his Yetzirah is if he's Motzi Zera Levatala, and he's going to save himself from committing an Isser Eishas Ish, so it's better to do so. If a person's wife is a Nida, right? Now normally, Halacha assumes that a person's wife is a Nida. There's no Isser Yichud even with his own wife when she's a Nida, assuming they've been together at least one time. Because we assume the principle, a psychological reality, pas besalo, he has bread in his basket, which means that, okay, so she's not permitted to him now, but in a week, or 2 weeks, or in a month, however long it takes for her to cleanse herself from her Nida, she'll be able to be permitted to him, and he can control himself. But let's say a person all of a sudden has this burning passion, and he's going to commit a terrible avera, chiv kares, he's going to be with his wife, b'shas nidasa. So says the Sefer Chassidim, it's better for a person to be motzi zera levatala than to commit the more egregious offense of ishasish, or sleeping with a nida. But, of course, he needs a major kapara for this, and therefore he needs to fast for a period of time. Now, so says the Beis Shmuel, Chelkas Machokek quotes this, Beis Shmuel says, so apparently what do we see? Lefize, apparently, Mashakosa Bezoar, Vikan. So apparently when it says in the Zohar, when it says in Shulchan Aruch that what? That the biggest Avera of all is Hatzah Zera Levatala. Apparently not. Meaning, if we're saying it's better to be Motzi Zera Levatala than to commit an act of Eishazish, or to commit an act of Arayos with one's wife when she's a Nida, right? The Avon Motzi Shechva Zera Chomer Mikol Averos Lav Dafka. So apparently there is somewhat of a hierarchy in these things. Al pi nigla would be better for a person to be motzi zera levatala than to be nichshal in an act of a rayos, in a classic sense. Okay, so there is somewhat of a hierarchy here. I will just mention also that I heard b'shem a very very big posek. I'm not going to mention him by name, but an adam gadol b'Yisrael, that this is also perhaps an etza for a person who's struggling with homosexuality. It would be better for a person to be motzi zera levatala than to commit an act of homosexuality. Okay, but again, these are very delicate issues that hopefully no one will ever have to grapple with. But you should just see what it says here on the books. But again, al pi nigla, what you see here in halacha is that on some level it's not the greatest offense. It would be better for a person to be motzi zera levatala than to be nichshol with the eish hasish. But again, I'm just trying to show you that it is in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not just something in the Zohar. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Shulchan Aruch uses a lashon that avon zez chamer mikol averos shabator. And again, Rav Yosef Karo was obviously very sensitive to pnimiyas haTorah and to Kabbalah, and of course he got that strong language from the Zohar Kadosh. The Rav, in a volume they put out a number of years ago called Abraham's Journey, says something that, again, I think it just gives us a context of how chashuv, how important this idea is when it comes to Yiddishkeit. The Rav writes, respect for our body is expressed in laws pertaining to the most intimate parts of human life. Meaning, if you want to understand why we're so crazy about this, right, look how the Rav explains it. If we want to understand what the chashivis of a human being, right, so a lot of it has to do with these inyanim. We must not mistreat our bodies, even in the bedroom or the bath. The concept of modesty is based upon human worth. Which means whatever degree a person is sanua, in the most intimate and delicate things, it shows a certain appreciation that I'm an elevated human being, that a human being is not an animal. There's no other area in which a person can sin so abysmally as in the area of sexuality. He can transform himself into an animal. Judaism is very stringent about forbidden sexual relationships. Indeed, the sanctity of the Jewish family is based on the laws of forbidden sexual relations. And if you want to ask yourself, what are the Jewish people? We are a family. That's what's unique about the religion of Judaism. Right? It's not just a religion, it's a family. It's a mishpacha. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. It's a family. Christianity is not a family. Islam's not a family. So, the bias, as many Svarim Sefer Drush say, the opening letter of the Torah is the letter Beis, the Bayis, the foundation of Kol Torah Kula, that there should be a sanctity to the Jewish home. And again, that's why these inyanim are treated so severely and so stringently in Halacha and in Machshava. Okay, so the question is, so great, so now the Zohar has frightened us, and now the Shulchan Aruch has paskined in a very heavy fashion. So what are we supposed to do? L'maisa, if a person is nechshal, and unfortunately many people are, to varying degrees. So how does a person, so there's no tshuva, so that's it. We just give up, that's it. We surrender. And we say, okay, lo yagur charaf, I ever committed the Savera, so therefore what? So I'll never be zochet to see the Shechina, and I'm going to be doomed to get him forever. Obviously, as much as the Zohar is Pnimiyas HaTorah, right, but the Zohar itself has to have an Eitzah for us. And Pnimiyas HaTorah has to have an Eitzah for us, because again, we paskim banam etem l'shem l'kechem. And there's a cry during these days in the heavens, shuvim banam shavavim, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even a child who's a shovev, even a child who's causing trouble. So let's try to explore this sugya. Is it really not possible to do tshuva for this avera? Chas v'shalom. Okay, let's put the psak on the table at the beginning. Chas v'shalom. You cannot walk out of this room thinking that it's impossible to do tshuva. You can do tshuva for this avera. So what does the Zohar mean? When it said, what did Yehuda mean? When it said, you can do tshuva for every avera except for this. Okay, so I already made up that we don't have to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but I made that up, so you don't have to follow. But what's Lamaisa? Let's assume we do pass like Rabbi Yehuda. What does he mean there's no tshuva for this? He means there's no tshuva in a simplistic sense. You'll see at the end, the Zohar itself says there's tshuva, it just means a different type of tshuva. Okay, but let's prove and let's try to understand what it means when it says there's no tshuva. We're entering into the parshios of Mitzrayim, and we know that Paro becomes very difficult, very stubborn in refusing to let Klal Yisrael go, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blocks Paro from doing tshuva. Now let's start by the Umas HaOlam, and then we'll be able to say Alachas Kam V'Kam by Yisrael. By Paro, the pasuk says Chavetz Chaim in next week's parsha quotes it, source 7, and he aksha as leiv Paro. Hashem says he's going to harden Paro's heart. Does that happen? Does God lock the doors ever? That it's not possible to do tshuva? The biggest sinner in the world, Hashem doesn't lock the doors. Now, if you want to see a beautiful little essay on this topic of the hardening of Paro's heart, so you can look in the Michta Me'elio, in the second volume, in his piece on Shemos. He has a beautiful arichas there, quoting from Rishonim and early Achronim, explaining what exactly happened when Hashem hardened Paro's heart. But the truth is, the question of the Chavetz Chaim also is not, it's not so poshut that this question is even a good question. Look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam write in Hilchos Tshuva? The Chavetz Chaim says, Paro, how can Hashem harden Paro's heart? Look what the Rambam writes, Mefurish, in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says, when a person does an Avera enough times, you lose your right to do tshuva. Tshuva is a privilege. Tshuva is a privilege, and you can do things to lose the right of tshuva. The Rambam writes, "V'efshar sheyachta adam chayit gadol." Sometimes a person does a single big avera, o chataim rabim, or many averos, ad sheyitin adin lifnei dayan emes sheyehei hapiraon mizeh hachote al chataim elu sheasa biritzono umidaito. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dayan HaEmes, decides that the punishment for this sinner, for these sins, that this sinner has performed willingly, Shemonin Mimenu HaTshuva. The punishment is, you lose your ability to do tshuva. Ve'ein menichin lo reshus l'shuv mirisho, kedei sheyamus v'yoved b'cheto sheyasa. That a person should be trapped and have to... Hashem doesn't want you to get out of the Averis. You did. You deserve to be punished. Tshuva is a loophole for you to save yourself. Hashem says, I'm taking away that out. I want you to be punished. I don't want you to get away with it. So Hashem blocks your tshuva. And therefore, the Rambam writes a few lines later, Lefichach, kasa b'torah, v'ani achazek eslev paro, lefishachot me'atzmo tchila, v'hera li Yisrael, hagarim b'artzo. Paro decided to plot against the Jews, and the Rambam writes at the end of the Slach, you don't have it in front of you, and if you'll say that Paro wasn't such a bad guy, and Sichon wasn't such a bad guy, and all these people were just, they were carrying out the will of God, says the Rambam, none of them were asked to do it, no one asked you to sign up for it. What do you mean? But God, you said by the Brisbane of Asarim, the Jews are going to be oppressed in some land. Some land, I didn't say you. So Paro, you have to answer. Right, Dan Anochi, the nation that carried out this rishus. But Paro, you acted on your own. Shenemar Havan Ischak Malo. You plotted against the Jewish people. And therefore, Nasan Adin Limnoa Hatshuva Mimenu, Achenifra Mimenu. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart. So it could be that when it comes to Paro, the Chofetz Chaim's question is not even a question. It could be that a person does averos to the point that he loses his ability to do tshuva. Now, in the Mabitz Beis Elokim, in the Shara Tshuva and Perek Tezayin, he's mechalik perhaps being Yisrael and an Akum, one of the Umos HaOlam. So again, maybe we have to be mechalik between Paro and ourselves. But let's go back to the Chofetz Chaim and see how he learns it. And again, if he's going to be Malam Mitzchus on Paro, Alachas Kam V'Kam, it's going to be a very good thing for us. So let's get the Birchus Kayin of the Chofetz Chaim. He says in source number 9, continuing in Parshas Ve'era, Ela Inyan Hu, Ki Yeshnam Chotim Shemin HaShemayim Ozrim Lehem, Lachzor B'tshuva. Chofetz Chaim says, here's how it works. Sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say, B'Yam Noram, Yimincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an outstretched hand, Mamish begging you to grab on. Hashem is proactive in calling you back. He wants to help you. K'mosh Anu Mispalim, HaChzireinu B'tshuva Shleim Alefanecha. Hashem, reach out to us, help us. But there are some sinners whose status has changed because they've compounded their averos. That Hashem says what? I'm not reaching out to you anymore. I'm angry at you. You wanna have a connection to me? You call me. I'm not calling you anymore. They have to act on their own if they want to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar LeMoshe, go tell Paro that what? That Hashem's not inviting you back anymore. Was that saying that it's impossible for Paro to do tshuva? Right, that's the question that's really bothering the Rishonim. Is it fair? What about Bechira? How can Hashem take away Paro's Bechira? The answer, says the Chofetz Chaim, is he didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take away Paro's Bechira. The hardening of Paro's heart means that the daily his oris that a person has to be a better person, saying person because I'm about Paro, right? The daily awakening, that call that goes out every day, the bas call that the Baal Shem Tov explained, that every day when a Jew has a hero tshuva, is rooted in that bas call that comes out and says, Shuvu banim shovavim, that daily call to do tshuva. Paro, to whatever degree the Umos HaOlam even have the bas call, Paro lost it completely. Hashem says, I'm not calling out to you whatsoever. And if you want to come back, you have to do it on your own. You have to work hard to fight your way back in. Needless to say, Paro wasn't so interested in fighting his way back in. And what happened to Paro? Happened to Paro. But says, and now we transition to a Yid, says the Chofetz Chaim, where it's bolded, V'zo ha'isa t'uzo shal Elisha ben Avuya. This was the mistake of Acher, of Elisha ben Avuya. K'sheshama baskol shuvu banam shovavim chutz mi'acher. When he heard a voice go out of the heavens and say what? Everyone could do tshuva except for Acher. So what did he think? He thought, "Lo tiskabel tshuva, so I'm done," and he decided to enjoy this world. V'hu lo yada, but says the Chofetz Chaim, he made a terrible mistake. Ki lo nishla mimenu abechira lisor meatzmo l'tshuva. They told him from Shemayim, "What? Shelo yazru. We're not going to help you anymore. You're on your own." Shuvu banim shovavim. That daily call to do tshuva is issued to everyone. Chutz me'acher. You're not getting that call anymore. Hashem's not reaching out to you. But if you want to fight your way back in, fight your way back in. Paro could have fought his way back in. Acher could have fought his way back in. A Yid could always fight his way back in. And that's what it means. In some sense, when the Zohar says it's not possible to do tshuva, it just means that that's the nisayon. You're going to feel, when a person is nichshol in areas of arayos befrat, people often feel very bad about themselves. They feel they don't have a right, that Hashem doesn't like me anymore, and Hashem's disgusted by me, and I don't have a right to do tshuva. That's the nisayon. That's the baskol that's telling you can't do tshuva. But the avoda is to overcome that nisayon and to say, afal pichin, I can do tshuva. There's an amazing thing I saw in the Darash Mordechai, Rav Druk. He quotes a chidah in the Nachal Kedumim. I don't remember even where I saw this in the Darash Mordechai, one of the volumes. He quotes an amazing, amazing chidah. Take a look at this. This is unbelievable. From one of the Rishonim. Look what it says here. It's verse 10. The Nachal Kedumim from the chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Bo El Paro, right? Moshe is told, go to Paro. And why? Ki ani echbadeti as libo. Go tell Paro I hardened his heart. So that's what Chofetz Chaim is dealing with. Why would I go tell Paro that I hardened his heart? How does that help? What was the message, says the Chofetz Chaim? The message was, tell Paro he's on his own from this point forward. It was actually almost a call. He was nice enough to get an explanation. Acher didn't even get an explanation. Here, Moshe, the great teacher, went to explain to Paro what the matzav is. But look what he brings here from one of the Rishonim. Unbelievable. V'ra'isi l'harav Rabbeinu Shlomo Astruk Zal. Who was he? He lived b'dor haritva v'haran. So apparently, the Chidah was always... The Chidah, it's unbelievable. The Chidah, we have a volume, which the Chidah kept, a biography, an autobiography, I guess, of his travels. A journal of all the places he went over the course of a period of time. And he records, I traveled to this place, he was collecting money, and I saw this manuscript. Chidah was a gaon sheba gaonim, the type who would look at a manuscript for one night and, you know, put the whole thing to memory, and then later publish some of it. Or at least record part of it in his writings. So he says, I saw from this Reb Shlomo, who was one of the Rishonim, in his Perusho, Chaf Yod Kisveyad, Shepirish, Ki Anich Badati Es Libo. Look what he says here. And it's probably the easiest, most Pashup Shah way to learn the Pasuk in a way that makes sense to our senses. Go to Paro and tell him what? Tell him my heart is his heart. What's the Pshat? So look what he says. What does the word Ki mean in the Pasuk? Go tell Paro, ki ani echbadeti es libo, that I have hardened his heart. What's the key? Look what he says. He says, the word ki ani echbadeti es libo, af al pi sha ani echbadeti es libo. Ki could sometimes mean even though. Where do you see that? He quotes Tehillim Perek Mem Aleph, rifa'a nafshi ki chatosi lach. How do you translate that pasuk, Hevra? Rifa'a nafshi, heal me God, because I've sinned against you. Because I've sinned against you? I'm asking Hashem to heal me? Ki in that pasuk means, afal pi, even though I sinned against you, Hashem, I'm asking for mercy. So go to Paro and tell him that ki echbadeti es libo, that afal pi shechbadeti es libo, if he wants, he can still do tshuva. But I'm not reaching out to him anymore. V'hu perish lefi darko. And this Reb Shlomo, Echad Min Rishonim, explains it in his own way. Says the Chidah, what an awesome idea for us to think about. V'efshar lefarish debol lelamid detamid abechir biyad baser v'dam. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro, afal pi shechbadeti es libo. If you want to fight your way back in, fight your way back in. V'yachol is Gabriel Yitzro. And that's what it means, v'hisrobo. Go tell him that afal pi shani echbadeti adayin abechir biyado. And then the Chidah says, that's what it means when it says, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. He quotes from the Maharimt. I'm not sure who that is. There's a Chuvas Maharit also. Maybe it's the same person. Yeah, Moshe of Trani. Usually we call him Maharit. He's calling him Maharimt. In Chuvas Arachayim, where he says also, Mefurash, when Acher heard the Baskel that said, don't come back. What did it mean? It just meant I'm not reaching out to you. It means I'm going to make you feel bad. But you have the ability to be bigger than that. Dim kol zeh, in the left-hand side, left-hand column. Dim kol zeh, hayayachol eshuv. He had the ability, if he wanted, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh rem is kol ma sheyomer lecha ba'al habayis asay, chutz mitzay. And he says, the Chidah says, now the Chidah probably said it before any of the other sources, but the Chidah, within the 1700s, the Chidah says, that's the secret of the Gemara in Psachim Daf Samaches. What does it say in Psachim? Everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do, except for get out. So you go to visit someone's house, right? You walk in, the Baal HaBayis says, do you mind taking off your shoes? Baal HaBayis says, I should take off my shoes. Yeah? Baal HaBayis says, can I get you a drink? Sure, whatever you say, get me a drink. Yeah? Now you get comfortable on the Baal HaBayis' couch. It's getting late. You know, Baal HaBayis wants to go to sleep. You know, I'd like you to leave now. Kol Masha Baal HaBayis. Everything Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do, except for get out. Right? I'm sleeping over. Baal HaBayis says, I'd like you to leave. I don't have to listen to you. The Gemara Pesachim says, everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do, except for get out. Okay, so what the Pshat in that Gemara is, right? The Pshat itself is pretty nister. But in Pnimius HaTorah, the way the Chidah learns it, and the way we'll see that the Shulchan Kadosh learned it, and the way that we'll see the Bnei Yisrael's yard site tomorrow learned it. Everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do, except for you. Who's the Baal HaBayis? In Pirkei Avos, when it says the Baal HaBayis is demanding, who's the Baal HaBayis? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis. You should do everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do. You should do everything Hashem tells you to do, except for what? Except when Hashem says, get out of my face and don't come back. Chutz mitzay. When Hashem says, you're not welcome here, you're supposed to say, ki afal pichein. I'm going to come back. I'm going to find my way back in. And that was the failure of Acher. When Acher heard the bas call and he walked away, instead of saying, Hashem, nothing in the world is going to chase me away from you, that was the failure of Acher. That was the mistake of Acher. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu hardens a person's heart, even for Yisrael, it's possible for a person to come back. In Shmuel Aleph, we learn about the children of Eli. The children of Eli were involved in some very bad behavior. Not as bad as the Pasuk sounds, at least according to Chazal. The Pasuk says that they were taking advantage of the women who were bringing karbanos. Chazal understand it as being a much less severe offense than the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. But it says, where it's bolded in Source 11, that when their father, when Eli was giving Musar to his children and saying, Hashem is so disappointed with you, what are you doing? V'lo yishmu'u l'kol avim. They didn't listen to their father. Now look at this pasuk. It's a very challenging pasuk. Ki chafet Hashem la'amisa. They didn't listen to their father because Hashem wanted to kill them. Sounds like they had lost their bechira. Their father was a gadol ador and he was giving them Musar. He was trying to set his children straight. And they couldn't listen because Hashem wanted to punish them. Well, where was Bechira? Again, this is a very difficult pasuk, theologically, it's a very challenging pasuk. So the Radak writes as follows in source number 12. The Radak says, he quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashmein lev ha'amazeh, right, that the heart of the nation has grown fat, the blockage of the heart, the Rambam also quotes that pasuk, or ve'chazak Hashem es lev paro, we have many psukim like this, where Hashem seems to be taking away someone's bechira. Va'atam, says the Radak, ki kishayagdil ha'adam lachto. When a person sins repeatedly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blocks him from the darchei tshuva, so that the person, kadeshiyakabal on shov anish arim yirviro, that person should be punished and should be a lesson for the others. Aval ha'rasha shalo hir belachto. Yeah, but the Rasha who hasn't sinned that much, top of page 3, if you made a couple mistakes, so there's room to negotiate with Hashem. But once you become so bad, Hashem wants to show that you can't always get away with it, and Hashem takes away your ability to do tshuva to teach others a lesson. But says the Radak, where it's bolded, v'afilu yarbe arash alachto, im shavel Hashem b'chol levavo. If a person finds what? An ability to return to Hashem with all of his heart, and he says, afal pichin, I'm coming back, Umar lebnei adam gam kein tshuvaso shleima. And instead of being a source of disgrace that Hashem says I'm going to make an example of you to punish you, a person becomes a source of inspiration for others. V'ochez haderach hatova b'chol nafsho b'chol ma'odo mamish tshuva b'chol lev b'chol nefesh b'chol ma'od. Then be'emes tekubal tshuvaso shleima v'yelo siyua eloki b'tshuva. Then in such a case, a person can do tshuva. So again, the Radak is saying, even when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make an example out of you, and Hashem is pushing you away with two hands, right? Not, you know, small docha, yamin mekareves type of approach that Hashem sometimes has. When Hashem is docha with b'shtei yadayim, a person can fight his way back in and say, I'm coming back to Hashem, and I'm going to do it b'chol lev, u'b'chol nefesh, u'b'chol ma'od, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, afal pichin, I'm coming back. Now, if you look at the sugya of Acher, I'm not going to read the whole Gemara inside, because I want to wrap up. But if you look at the sugya in Acher, right, when the Baskel comes out and says, Shuvu banam shovavim chutz me Acher, so I've told some of you in the past, I heard a vart once upon a time from Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht. Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, the uncle of Rav Meir Goldwicht, one of our Rosh Yeshiva, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Karen Biavna. When I first heard this vart from him, I thought it was a Mayridik vart. Then I found the Talmud Yerushalmi that I thought canceled his vart. And then recently, I found something from Rav Soloveitchik, which wins. Kapshuto, you'll see, it wins. And it fits best with the way we're learning the sugya today. Here's what Rav Goldwicht said. Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht said the following. He said, when the Gemara says that a Baskel came out and said to Acher, everyone could do tshuva except for Acher, what was the Baskel saying? If you're going to act like an Acher, if you're going to act like an outsider, then of course you can't do tshuva. But Acher is not your real name. Acher is not your essence. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos Dav Zayin, your name is your essence. What's your real name? Your real name is Elisha ben Avuya. You're Hayle Gitana. You're the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. You're a contemporary of Rebbe Akiva. So stop acting like an Acher and do tshuva. Shuvu banam shovavim chutz me Acher. But stop redefining yourself as an Acher. Come back to Beis Medrash and be Elisha, be Harav Agon, Elisha ben Avuya. Beautiful vart. Stop begging an Acher and you can come back. The problem is, if you look in the Yerushalmi, so I thought that was a beautiful vart. But then I found years later in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Shamati Baskel Yotzami Beis Kodesh Kadashim, Vomeres Shuvu Banim, Chutzmi Elisha Ben Avuya. The Baskel says, You're not welcome as an Acher, you're not welcome as a Lishav and Nevuya. So I thought that was the end of Rav Goldbach's Zvar. And that's how I thought for a number of years. Within the last year, I was reading the five drushes of the Rav, originally given in Yiddish. The five addresses by Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik. Printed, the Rav speaks, the five drushes. And in the fifth and final drasha, at the very end of the fifth and final drasha, he writes about Elisha ben Avuya. And listen to the words of the Rav. Okay? Zechusoy again aleinu. The third and final basic truth of our movement is expressed in our belief that the sanctity of Israel can never be voided. Kedushas Yisrael, it's non-negotiable. There's no such thing as getting kicked out of Klal Yisrael. We believe that though one be, listen to these beautiful words, we believe that though one be sunk deeply in sin, in coarseness and in materialism, the lamp of God, the soul of man, yet burns within the breast of the Jew, and it is forbidden to negate the power of repentance from anyone. Ah, no, so what do you say about Elisha ben Avuya? What do you do with Chagiga Yudal of a base, Tazvav Mar Aleph? What do you do with the Baskel that said, Chutz Me'acher? So the Rav quotes the Talmud Bavli, and the Rav quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, and then listen to what he writes. Do you really think that Acher actually heard what he heard and understood the heavenly voice correctly? Can then a heavenly voice decide against one of the fundamentals of Jewish faith? Against the halacha which declares that even if he denied the divine presence throughout his life, but repented at the end, he is accepted. The Rambam writes in the seventh crack of Hilchos Teshuva, you can be a Rasha your whole life, do Teshuva at the last minute, and you're a Lichat Chila Jew in the Olam Emes. If so, what did the heavenly voice want of him of the deeply torn Tana straying tragically? And there's something more that we must ask. If the heavenly voice did not want Acher to repent, why did it bother with him at all? So listen to what the Rav says. It seems to me that the real intent of the heavenly voice can be found in the different readings of the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi. How did the heavenly voice turn to the sinner? By what name did the voice call to him? By Elisha ben Avuya, his proper name, or by Acher, his pseudonym? The answer is plain. The soft, lovingly spoken words, "Return, O backsliding children," were certainly directed to Elisha ben Avuya. Meaning, what did the Baskel say? The heavenly voice called and pleaded with him, drew him to itself. The divine presence pampered him like a mother who in all circumstances has only good to say of her child. The sharp "except for" was to Acher, but not to Elisha ben Avuya. Rav Goldbach's Zvar is right. Chutz mi'Acher is correct. Acher is not welcome here. But you're not Acher, you're Elisha ben Avuya. No, but the Baskel said, Chutz mi'Elisha ben Avuya. The Talmud Bavli gives the exact words of the heavenly voice. The heavenly voice meant for him to throw off the other one, the foreign personality, that he reject his false identity. Come to me, O backsliding child, leave Acher outside. But a tragic fate caused Elisha to err. And instead of hearing Chutz Me'acher, the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us how Elisha heard it. The real voice, Rav Goldbach's Zvar is correct. The real voice said, if you're going to act like an Acher, you're not welcome here. But you're not an Acher, you're Elisha ben Avuya. But he misunderstood. He heard what? He heard Elisha ben Avuya. He heard the essential me is not good either. That was his mistake. Hashem would never say that to a child. A tragic fate caused Elisha to err, and instead of hearing except for Acher, he heard, according to the reading of the Yerushalmi, his name being expressed, except for Elisha ben Avuya. He thought that he and Acher were one, and that he, Elisha ben Avuya, could not leave Acher behind alone. He whipped up his horse and was gone. And at that moment, the pure personality of the great Tana was lost, for he no longer recognized himself. Ad kan divrei harov. Yeah.
Yerushalmi is specifically that Shogun, so that's Acher is a Bane, but he's saying like even me as a Bane that has Elisha ben Avuya, I can't come back, but in the first one it's Shogun, so it's Acher over there. Okay, could be, yeah, also in the Badli it says Yatsa Baskol, right, and Yerushalmi is Shamati Baskol, ah, so this was his, this is how he heard it, right?
Very good. So you see that even Acher could have, and not only that, it was a call to tshuva. Tshuva b'shem chutz mi'Acher was Hashem's way of saying, do tshuva, you're not Acher, you don't have to be Acher. But again, when a person has redefined himself, and again, that's what the Zohar is warning us. The Zohar says, you're going to think you can't do tshuva for the Severa. You're going to feel like a person who can't do tshuva. You're going to say, I feel so disgusting from this Avera, so low from this Avera. I've negated Kedushas Yisrael, the essence of what it means to be a Jew, that I feel unworthy of doing tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really calling out to you in a very interesting way. I told you the B'nai Yisachar's yard sites tomorrow. So he has an Agra de Pirke, he quotes this idea from Psachim Pei Vav, about everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, Chutz Mitzvah. But then he adds a beautiful Ha'ara. I didn't give it to you in his words, but I'll show you. It's based on the Pasuk in Source 18. He says, the Pasuk tells us in Ekev, V'hayu im shachach tishkach as Hashem lokecha. It'll be that if you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'alachta acharei Elohim acherim, V'avadetam, V'shachavisa lahem, Ha'idosi b'chem ayom ki avot tovedun. If you worship foreign gods, that's it. You'll be cut off. You'll be destroyed. Kegoyim asher Hashem mavi b'pneichem kein tovedun ekev lo tishmuun b'kol Hashem lokecha. Says the Bnei Yisrael, an amazing part. I think he brings it from the Choza, although I'm not positive. He says it's right there. It's the beginning of Agra de Pirka. He says v'haya. What do we know about the word v'haya? What's the klal? It's chazed the klal. Whenever it says vayhi bimei in Tanakh, good or bad?
Good.
Vayhi bimei, bad. Vayhi bimei achashverosh. Vayhi bimei shvot hashoft in the beginning of Sefer Rus. There was a famine. Okay, what about vayhi? Vayhi. Gemara in Megillah says some and some. Gemara in Megillah says depending on the context, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Most of the time vayhi is bad, and the Zohar says mufurash. The Gemara says vayhi is yesh v'yesh. The Zohar says vayhi is bad. Vayhi bimei, even according to the Gemara, is vaday bad. Says the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, v'haya is a lashon of simcha. Very good. V'haya is very good. So says Bnei Yisrael, oh, what's going on here? V'haya im shachoach tishkach as Hashem alokecha. It'll be a simcha if you forget Hashem. V'haya, it'll be a simcha if you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the simcha when you don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, you know what the simcha is for not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When Hashem gives you an Nisayon and Hashem says, get out of my face, don't come back. And you say, Hashem, no, I know you're tricking me. I know you want me to come back. I know you're testing me. Chutz Mitzei. Everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do except for get out. I know you want me to come back. So says the B'nai Sassar, V'haya, it'll be a simcha. What? If you don't listen to Hashem, when will that be true? Look at the end of the pasuk. Ekev lo sishmun b'kol Hashem lokecha. Because you didn't listen to Hashem's voice. When the baskel tells you you're not welcome, it'll be the biggest simcha in the world to the Rabbanu Sholom. If you'll say, Hashem, but I know I'm your child. And as a child, you would never give up on me. You would never divorce me. You would never abandon me. And I'm going to find my way back in. I'm going to fight my way back in. And that's what the Zohar Kaddish says in Source 19. The Zohar Kaddish says that there is an Eitzah when it comes to this. But you have to really want it. And again, the Nisayon, the reason why it's so hard to do tshuva in this thing, is because you feel more than ever that I'm unworthy of it. And what I need to do is I need to muster up strengths of ahava, of intense feelings of kirvas elokus at a time when I feel like a lowlife. But it's possible for a person to misgaber on that Nisayon and to fight their way back in. The Zohar says in Noach, Tachazi, Kol Chatoi de Barnash, Kulu Chavlusa Delay, Talim B'Tshuva. Everything you do wrong, you can do tshuva. But this sin, Chato de Oshid Zara al Ara, Umechab la Arche, Vapik Zara al Ara, Mechab Alei Umechab al Ara, Valei Ksiv, Nichtam Avonecha Lefanai. It's a permanent stain. It can't be erased. V'chsiv bei ki lo keil chafetz rasha atah. Hashem wants nothing to do with you. Lo yagur chara. You can't dwell with Hashem. But then the Zohar adds three words that save Klal Yisrael. Bar b'tshuva segi. What does that mean? Except with intense tshuva. Intense tshuva. A lot of tshuva. A lot of tshuva means tshuva me'ava. A lot of tshuva means, when the Zohar told us there's no tshuva, it means you can't do regular tshuva. You have to be very committed to doing tshuva. You have to be misgaber on a yetzahar that's going to tell you that you can't do tshuva. You have to respond to a baskol that tells you you can't do tshuva. And you have to have the strength to say, Lo b'shamayim, I'm not going to listen. The Talmud Yerushalmi tells us in Peah, Ein lecha davar omer b'fnei bali tshuva. There's nothing in the world, there's no wall in the world that you can't overcome if you want to. You have to find creative pathways in tshuva. All the Svarim, all the Sefer Chassidus are coming up with new ways, etzas, to respond to the Zohar. You can't do tshuva, but you can. You need to have creative tshuva. New types of tshuva. I want to just read you a little piece from the Eretz Tzvi. Mamash will be done in 2 minutes. The Eretz Tzvi writes in Parshas Ekev, he quotes a Medrash, Lo yeh b'cha akar v'akara. There shouldn't be any barrenness amongst you. Says the Medrash, min ha-tshuva. You shouldn't be akar v'akara. You shouldn't be barren from tshuva. What does that mean? Says the Kaddish Glover, Nira l'anias daiti. Dehevecha akar, who amolid v'osaperos. The opposite of an akar, an akara, is a person who's what? Who's fruitful, who's multiplied, who is able to multiply. To create something new. So says the Medrash, don't be an akar and akar, don't be barren in tshuva. So what's it saying? It's saying, have chidushim in tshuva. Have chidushim in tshuva? What does it mean to have a chidush in tshuva? How do you have a chidush in tshuva? How do you have a chidush in tshuva? The truth is, all of tshuva is a chidush. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, there's a little volume that Feldman put out called B'chitzas Rabbeinu from Rav Yaakov. It says in there, you ever notice the Rambam has Hilchos Tshuva, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have Hilchos Tshuva? The Shulchan Aruch does not have Hilchos Tshuva, because there's no klalim when it comes to Tshuva. You have to have Chidushim in Tshuva. So says the Kaddish Glover, unbelievable. What on earth is it talking about here in this Medrash? Don't be barren from Tshuva, have Chidushim in Tshuva. Achavanas HaMedrash L'inyin Chet HaYadua. It's talking about a person who does an Avera where there is no Tshuva. Hashem says, I'm not giving you any eitzes for tshuva. You figure it out. Tel chidushim. She'ein mo'il lo tshuva. Mikol makom yachol liftoach she'arim chadashim she'iskabo gamhu. You have to find new pathways in tshuva when it comes to this avera. Creative ways to get back to Hashem. Because all the regular ways is going to be blocked. But a person who cares enough grabs onto this Yerushalmi and says, Ein kol davar omi b'fnei ba'al tshuva. There's no wall in the world that's going to stop me from getting back to my father. Like the famous piece from the Degel Machane Ephraim of climbing the walls. So I'll just end with the final source. A beautiful idea I saw Rav Shor brings in his volume on Sukkis, Rav Avraham Shor, in the Halakach V'Libuv on Sukkis. He brings by Ne'ilah Sachag. The Gemara in Shabbos says in the final source, and I put in 21 sources, why? Because Eka She'eka. Hey, yes, Gematria 21. It's the word of Tshuva. The Amar Ish Lakish. Ma'idich Siv im la'leitzim hu yalit ula anavim yitein chen. Says the Gemara, it's a few places in Shas. Shabbos is the first place. Balitame, poschenlo. If you want to live a life of Tumah, poschenlo. The world will give it to you on a silver platter. Balitar, m'sayemoso. You want Tara? Hashem says, I'll help you. Says the Pnei Menachem, says the Ger Rebbe. The Pnei Menachem was which Ger Rebbe? Sixth. Keretz Chazret, Chedush Erim, Svasemes, Imri Amos had three sons who were rebbes. Beis Yisrael, Lev Simcha, and then Pnei Menachem. What? Lev Simcha was the fifth. Pnei Menachem is the sixth. Okay? So says the Pnei Menachem. Pnei Menachem says, the Gemara says what? Bolitame Poschilo. This is such a strong Baruch Hashem. Listen carefully. I know it's been a long time I've been talking, but listen carefully. A person wants Tumah, Poschilo. There's an opening. Hashem will open it up for you. You want Tumah? B'derach Shodim Rotsa Leilich Molichin Oso. Makos Daf Yud. You want it? It's all out there for you. It's available to you. But says the Pnei Menachem, hold on a second. We have a klal when it comes to an opening for Tumah. Poschilo. Look in the footnote. The Gemara in Shabbos says in Kuf Mem Vav, with regard to Tumah, Rabbah says, Dover Torah. To be called an opening, it has to be able to what? It has to go in both directions. So a person wants Tumah, they open it up for you. What does it mean they open it up for you? It means that the moment that they're opening it up for you to fall apart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also opening it up in the most broken, in the most open society. Hashem says, I'm opening up new pathways in tshuva. I'm opening up new ways to come back to me. Because the definition of an opening is that it goes both ways. Unfortunately, we get stuck. We only focus on the negative way. And we feel that there's nothing we can do. So, Amir Tashem, we should be Zocha. We should help ourselves. We have a possibility to help ourselves. There's a Vart, the Avkos Rochlin brings a Vart from the Slonim Rebbe. Vinakei lo yinakei. Vinakei lo yinakei, he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleans those things that can't be cleansed. Vinakei, Hashem, you will clean the things that are lo yinakei. And that's unfortunately how we look at it sometimes. Hashem, I can't do tshuva. If you want to pardon me, like a melech who has the ability to pardon, so then the king can decide to pardon me. But don't come to Hashem during these days like a melech. Come as a ben. Shuvu banim shovavim. And I said at the beginning, this year I think is miyuchad for shovavim. I think there's a tremendous thing that's going to happen in the world this year in shovavim. It's a unique opportunity. Why? Because Shuvu Banim Shovavim is Gematria Tav Shin Ayin Vav. Shuvu Banim Shovavim Tav Shin Ayin. This is a year for Shovavim. It's Miyuchad LeShovavim. It's a time where we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're sick and tired of the Tumah, of Tumah Sa'amim. To believe the way the Sa'amim Rabbi came to America and said, Shovavim in America, we're going to make Shovavim big here. Shovavim in America? Who knows about Shovavim in America? It's not about fasting, but it's about believing that a person can be Mechadish in Shuva. And say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my father, and my father loves me, and we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and whatever it takes, I don't care how big this aver is, I'm going to find a way to claw my way back to my father's palace. So Mirat Hashem, we should all be Zocha to a Shovavim of Tara, and of Kedusha, and tremendous Chidushim in Torah, and in Tshuva, and in getting back to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Oh my.
Shkayach. Anyone who wants to recite Tikkun Klali, it'll take us about 8 to 10 minutes to do it now. To do it with a minion, Barabim, would be very good.